Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, and I'm back with you to talk about what I expect to see in the Survivor 43 finale. What a great week this was to be a Survivor fan. I had so much fun getting to talk through everything that happened at that final six that we will remember forever, when Jesse blindsided Cody, the way that Cody went out of the game. Just such a great Survivor moment. Really the high point of the season. I know everybody that I get to talk to in the Survivor community was just like really excited about the season in a way that they hadn't been before. So really brings up a great time for our final 3 hours of the season, when everybody is paying super close attention to this. How is it all going to break down? Is Jesse going to be able to finish the job? So we will talk about that here today as we get you ready for the finale. What I have done is I have gone through everybody's path to a victory, okay? And there are some that are more likely than others. I'm going to talk through the winning scenario for each of the five players left in this game by way of all of the conversations on the podcast, sort of like crystallize this down into one video to give you the path to victory for each player remaining in the game. The couple of scenarios that we want to just keep in mind as we're talking through all of this at the final five, that there is going to be another advantage hidden in season 41 and 42. It was an advantage in the challenge. So the person that finds this may have the best shot to win immunity at the final five. That was certainly the way it worked out in Survivor 41, not in Survivor 42. And then Jesse still has the hidden immunity idol that he got from Dwight when Dwight got voted out of the game. So in all these scenarios, we will expect that Jesse, barring some sort of legendary blind side of Jesse, where Jesse will play his idol at the final five if he needs to, and he will be safe at the final five, and he will make it to at least fourth place here in Survivor 43. So let's talk this through. And I want to start with talking about Gabler and Owen. And I think that their paths to the end of the game and ultimately to the victory are identical. So I think we could talk about Gabler and Owen together here and what they need to do. And I've prepared some visual aids to help us talk through all this. So, all right, the Gabler and Owen keys to victory. Gabler and Owen, they sort of have this interesting situation where the two of them have both been kind of these underdog characters in the game. They both started back on the Baka tribe, which never really had a ton of power in the post-merge game. So I think that a key for Gabler or Owen to win the game is getting to the final three without the other one. Because I've crunched the numbers on a lot of this, and it seems like they are going to split a lot of the same votes. So for either of them to have the critical mass to win the game, I think that they both need to be sitting at the end without the other one. One, so the other one can vote for them, and then also so that they can not split votes between them. So in this scenario, for either Gabler or Owen, I think either Gabler or Owen has to go out at the final five. And so once one of them is gone, I think also take Carla out of the mix at the final four. And then I think that their best bet is that, okay, maybe they've won some challenges. Maybe one of them makes the fire. And then you got to hope that people are pissed off at Jesse. Maybe Cody, he gets back to Ponderosa, talks to Noel, doesn't really sit right with them. And maybe that's the scenario for Gabler or Owen. I think they both have an uphill battle. Owen has won two immunity challenges. Gabler, he has won one immunity challenge. And so maybe they win a couple more challenges to sort of pad the resume. I think that they have a jury that, I don't want to say bitter, but unhappy with the way that Jesse played the game. And maybe they get past a Cassidy also. And then that's the way that either Gabler or Owen ends up winning the game. I've gone through and I've taken a look at what these votes look like in this scenario where Gabler or Owen sits at the end of the game with either Jesse, Cassidy, or even Carla, that I feel like that there is this group of players that were kind of also at the bottom. Either take Gabler or Owen, whoever's not there, plus people like Janine and Ryan, Noel, Sammy. Maybe also Jesse is a little sore. Cody is a little sore with Jesse, I should say. And maybe that is a path for Gabler or Owen. But I think this is going to be the least likely scenario that we see. So I think that Gabler or Owen will not be the winners of the season. I think there are three scenarios that we really need to be paying attention to going into Wednesday night. This is one that I think a lot of people are thinking about now. The Cassidy scenario. Cassidy's keys to victory. And the way that I think that this works is that we see Carla go out at the final five. We know that Jesse, it was very important to him. He wanted Carla to waste her idol. He wanted Carla to not have an immunity idol at the final five. Sure, he wanted to weaken Carla, but I also think that he wants Carla to not have an idol so he can take Carla out at the final five. Jesse would get to the final four. Now here in this scenario, maybe Cassidy wins the immunity challenge, okay? And maybe throws Jesse into fire making against Gabler or Owen. One of these people, maybe Cassidy even herself, takes Jesse out at the final four fire making, and Jesse is out of the game. And now here comes Cassidy, who's already won two immunity challenges going into Wednesday night. And now we have Cassidy sitting at the end with Owen and Gabler. And I told you that I think that Owen and Gabler split a lot of the votes. There are people like Sammy, who was, you know, back at Baca with Gabler or Owen. He could go either way. I assigned his jury vote to Owen here in this scenario, but Cassidy has people that she has worked with in the game. James is on the jury. And so he is somebody who is very loyal to Cassidy. She did not vote him out. Perhaps Noelle also wants to see a strong woman win the game. And then you also have Carla, who was an ally with Cassidy back at Coco, and maybe even Jesse. Jesse's going to say, I'm going to lose to Gabler. Okay, sure. I'll vote for Cassidy. If Cassidy played a big part in taking Jesse out, I think that Owen and Gabler could split votes, and then Cassidy could have enough to potentially go on and win the game. I think especially if she wins another challenge, I kind of have a feeling that we're due for at least one more Cassidy challenge win along the way. That would give her at least three, plus she has the opportunity to maybe make the fire. And so we'll see. That's how I see that Cassidy goes on to win the game, where it's very important that Jesse and Carla, the two heavy hitters from the season, they both go out. And then in a battle of, I've called this the all hell breaks loose scenario, where Cassidy, Owen, Gabler sit at the end. I think that Cassidy actually has the inside track. Okay, another scenario that I think we could see, I think maybe a little bit more likely than this one, is Carla's path to the win. Okay, Carla has been such a big figure in this season. I think that Carla's path to the victory looks a little bit like this, where Carla, if Cassidy goes out at the final five, and I think there's also scenarios where Cassidy does sit at the end with Carla and Carla beats her for the sake of, I think that this is the cleanest way to do it. I've looked at that scenario with Carla and Cassidy and either Gabler and Owen, and that is actually one that I think is a little bit of a toss-up. I do think that there is a way that Cassidy can beat Carla at the end. So this is the cleanest path to victory, I think, for Carla. Carla gets Cassidy out at five, or the guys get Cassidy out at five, and then Jesse goes out at four. We don't know exactly what that would look like. He loses the challenge. He ultimately loses in fire. Maybe Carla gets brought to the end. Maybe she, somehow, despite having a bad hand, makes the fire. Carla is in the final three with Gabler and Owen. And I think what that looks like is a scenario where I think that you could see, this was the scenario I had done where just to show you, Carla with Cassidy in the final three. I think that one gets a little weird. I have that potentially being 4-4, but I think that if Carla goes to the end with Owen and Gabler, they start to split a lot of these votes, like we were saying. And I think that Carla does have a lot of people that are on the jury, like Jesse, like James. I think Cody would vote for her over Owen and Gabler. Cody could be a vote for Gabler. Sammy is there. I think that Carla has it against Owen and Gabler just because those guys split the votes in a lot of the different scenarios. The Cassidy, Carla, Gabler, or Owen one is a little trickier, okay? Let me talk about the scenario that I actually think will happen. I think this is Occam's razor. I'm trying not to overthink this. Jesse's keys to victory, okay? It's very simple for Jesse. Get Carla out at the final five. This could happen one of two ways. Either that he gets a bunch of people to say, we want to vote out Carla, or everybody comes for Jesse. Jesse writes down Carla's name, plays his idol. Carla could go home at the final five, okay? At the final four, I have Cassidy going out at the final four, but probably I think Jesse could, assuming that the jury isn't bitter, I think if Gabler goes out, if Owen goes out, I think if Jesse gets to the final three, I do think that he has this game with his story, with his game, the resume. He's a fan. He knows what to do. I think that if we get to this point where Jesse sits at the end in this scenario, I have Owen and Gabler again. Owen and Gabler are splitting some of those bottom feeder votes of the Janines, the Noels, Sammies, that they are Ryan. They are splitting votes. And I have Jesse getting James. Cody has come back around where Cassidy and Carla also vote for Jesse. And I think I'm going to try to keep it simple. I'm going to say that Occam's razor says Jesse is the most likely winner of the season. And we'll see. Ultimately, it should be a very exciting finale coming up on Wednesday night. And it's going to be 3 hours of Survivor. We're going to get at least 2 hours and change of Survivor, followed by, Jeff has said, it's going to be the Survivor After Show, where we're going to talk with everybody on location in Fiji about what's going on. And so we will see about all that then at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time. Stephen Fishback and I are going to be up late with you to talk about everything that happened in the Survivor finale and give our final know-it-alls of Survivor 43 before on Thursday I talk with all five of the finalists from Survivor 43 in our exit interview special. And then on Thursday evening, I will have a recap of the finale with
the great Marianne Okech. So I think that that was really fun. We're going to have the Survivor 42 winner to talk about the Survivor 43 winner. And that should be a really fun interview. Plus, we'll have a feedback show with Brian Scally coming up on Friday. So really a jam-packed week to close out Survivor 43. I think this has been a really fun post-merge in this season, especially the last couple of weeks. It's always cool when a Survivor season gains momentum down the stretch. And so it's going to be a very, very fun night coming up on Wednesday. Thank you so much for checking out these videos all season long. This was something that was kind of a new invention. I think I might have started it in week two of the season, where I started going through all things. We started adding the visual aids like halfway through the season around the merch. I think that that really helped it. I definitely will continue doing this into Survivor 44. I've got a really nice response from this. So thanks to everybody who has been watching and sending me some feedback about how you've enjoyed the show. If you are just watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Rob as a podcast as well. Thank you again so much for checking out what I had to say, and I hope you enjoy the Survivor finale on Wednesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.